now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Central, the big highlight tomorrow night is the start of our major new series, Winds of War. That's at 7:45. Back on the air now with Breakfast Television, Good Morning Britain with David Frost at 7:25. Until that time, from me, Michael Prince, on behalf of all of us here at the studios, I wish you at home a very peaceful night and enjoy the rest of the weekend. Good night.
Hey, this is Dick from Subhumans. You are listening to Generation Island Annihilation. Easy for you to say. I'll say it again. This is Generation Annihilation. This is Dick from Subhumans. This on CITR 101.9 FM. That's F and M, female and male. All sources catered for, no matter which. Even if you're somewhere in between, in Vancouver, BC, also AD, also into the future. If you don't know what you're listening to, you do now. Cheers.
All right, good afternoon, all. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web on www.citr.ca. Yes, my name is Aaron, here till 1 o'clock as always. Man, the sun is just shining out there. Beautiful, gorgeous. Not quite summer yet. I mean, I am rocking short sleeves and shorts, but yeah, you still feel that breeze, and that's the way I like it. Yeah. summer's a little intense for me, but yeah, this weather is just perfect. So yeah, we started things all off with Channel Zero Reality, going back to 1983 from England's Anti-Sect from the In Darkness, There Is No Choice release. Originally came out on Southern Leg Records, reissued by Southern Records. And man, what a great show they put on last Saturday in Vancouver, BC. Yeah, it was just phenomenal. Totally exceeded all my expectations. I expected to hear a lot of new material, with, you know, in hopes for some earlier stuff, but they played mostly their early stuff, which is what people know them for. And yeah, that new record, from what I can tell, sounds pretty good. So I gotta get it. And yeah, I did a showcase on Anti-Sect a few Saturdays back, and I'm going to have to go in and change my playlist and change my writing of the word Anti-Sect, because, yeah, I got to talk with their singer, Pete, and I showed him my radio show playlist, and he said, thanks a lot, but the name is Anti-Sect, one word with no hyphen in the middle. So not like Anti-System or Anti-Nowhere League or Anti-Scrutiny Faction or Anti-You. It is just one word, Anti-Sect. I probably got a little bit confused because when on the early records, they had a capital A and a capital S. Anyways, let's stop being pedantic here. Let's get back into the show. I'm going to hear a few acts that played with Gas Blast last weekend. Locals Fane and Locals Gasp on Generation Annihilation, CITR. We got the protest.
From Extreme Noise Terror. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, we started things all off with Gasp from the Scar Chain demo tape release. Aftermath of Industry is the name of the track. And then we heard from Locals Fane from their 10 Charge Tracks release. Expect the vinyl out at some point on Thought Decay Records. Yeah, we heard a track called... We heard a track called... what did you hear? We heard a track called Cockroaches. Yeah, you don't want them. They're not as bad as bed bugs. I've had cockroaches, and I got rid of them, no problem. They weren't as bad as I thought many years ago. Yeah, we followed with Sus Law from their self-titled 12-inch, 14-song thing. They're a band kind of half out of here, half out of Portland, and this one is on Extreme Headache Records. It's a full-length album. It's really cool. The track we heard was called Infectious Victory, and we... ended that set off with, after that we heard from End Results. We heard a track called What the Future Holds, from What Pain Will You Endure, released from there, a cassette release by LA's End Results. And we ended the set with Despair, Visions of the Inferno is the name of the release, and it's on Brain Damage Records, and Despair were an act that were... around in Vancouver in the year of 2015. They didn't last very long, but they recorded this awesome release. With the track we heard was called Nuclear Fear. Yeah, and it was recorded in August 15th at Rain City Studios. And yeah, it's Fote on bass, who played in a bunch of bands here. And yeah, Cordy, who plays in Sus Law on guitar. And some other, Chris Bennett, who played in D-Control, and John, who's living in Portland right now, and Bryce, who is in town here. He plays in some bands as well. And, let's get back into the show, shall we? We're going to hear an axe. They're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We got some real anarcho-punk worship going on here. This is The Conscripts on Generation Annihilation, CITR. Here we go.
Nuclear explosions are caused by weapons such as H-bombs or atom bombs. They are like ordinary explosions, only many times more powerful. They cause great heat and blast. The heat and blast is so severe that it can kill and can destroy buildings for up to 5 miles from the explosion. You can protect yourself and your family.
people die. Deaths are untold. Land is desolate. Nothing here grows. People living for the sight of a food bar. Trapped in an existence, it's hard to think that such people really exist. Hard to believe their plight is accepted. When money so wasted could be redirected. They're not some race that don't feel pain. Starvation is something you don't become immune to.
Yeah, like you. Fucking insane. Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices. Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located on East Mall between Brock Hall and Irving K. Barber. If you buy a bike from us, bring it back to us when you're done, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took good care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you. Yeah, you heard me right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs. For more information about our buyback policy, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Yes, springtime, good day for biking. Yeah, good day for a bike tune-up. Why don't you come up here to the Bike Kitchen up at the University of British Columbia. Yeah, nice, lots of biking areas around here as well. Start things all off on the Generation Annihilation show with Conscripts from a two-song demo called Protect and Serve. That was the name of the track. And from the System, UK acts from the 80s who reformed, I think it was last year. Yeah, we heard a track from a 1997 release, and we heard a track called Let's Be Free. Great act. Check them out. This is on a compilation on Scald Records / Profane Existence, and it's going back to 1997. It's called Thought Control. Awesome release by The System. And we followed with Flux of Pink Indians from the Strive to Survive, Causing the Least Suffering possible release on Spiderleg Records. We heard a track called Song for Them. And from Boston, Massachusetts, going back to 2014, a piece, anarcho-punk inspired act called No Sir I Won't. From the Whole World Is Shit release, we heard a track called Bring the Boys Back Home. And from Toronto, Ontario, this is The Damagers on Generation Annihilation, CITR. We'll be right back.
fucking end in sight. Life is only but one bitter dream. Extrusion and torment, misery. I'm really falling out of my fucking head. I wish that I was dead. Not this, nothing's left inside of me. Endless heat and torment on this mind. I wanna die. Bad dream. No escape at night. Bad dream. There's no fucking end in sight. Life is only but one bitter dream. Excess heat and torment, misery. Mind really falling out of my fucking head. I wish that I was dead. Nothing's left inside of me. Endless heat and torment on this mind. I wanna. Someone's in the group will set me free. But it's just heat and torment, misery. Mind to be falling out of my fucking head. I wish that I'm dead.
Thank you. Hey, everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
All right, and we started things all off with the Jamagers from Ontario. Their self-titled release on Deranged Records. It's a 7-inch single. We heard a track called Again and Again, and the intro of that song right away reminded me of a track from Battalion of Saints, so I thought I'd play that as well. Going back to 1994, Hell's Around the Next Corner from San Diego's Battalion of Saints, and this was... This version of the Battalion of Saints was recorded a night off the UK Subs tour with Bones, Terry Bones, and Matthew McCoy and George Anthony, the singer, It's a good one. And, we followed with the Motherfuckers from their Restless release. We heard a track called Never Alone. And from the No Hope release from Cardi 7, we heard a track called Bad Dreams, and both these local acts will, the Motherfuckers from Calgary and locals Cardi 7 will be playing with Montreal's The Ripcords this Friday at Pat's Pub. It's going to be a real rockin' fun punk rock show. Ripcords haven't been here for a while. And we followed with Toxic Reasons from Dayton, Ohio. And, this is a brand new release from a recording, radio recording from the John Peel Radio in England, BBC. We heard a track called No Pity. And, this is a great four-song release. And, Toxic Reasons back together playing the Rebellion Festival in the UK this year. Great act. Check them out. One of my favorites. And we followed with some original classic Canadian punk. Going back to 1978, talking about the Stiffs, we heard a track called 20, or My Dad's a Pig was the name of the song, and the guitar player Mike Normal Graham went on to be in the Subhumans, same with Jerry Useless Hannah, and the drummer Zippy Pinhead, Bill Chobotar, he played in the Dills and a bunch of other bands who we're going to hear in the next set, a band called Wasted Lives. And, like the Stiff 7-inch release is brand new for Supreme Echo Records, released posthumously. Here we go.
She had aligned herself to the right choice. I was caught between many. My friends forced me to search for a strong voice. Of course, I couldn't find any. I was devoted to a multitude. A multitude of causes. She had pledged her allegiance to a legion of followers. She asked for an answer. Will I follow her mission? Her eyes left me as soon as I spoke, trying to define my position. I'll pledge allegiance to the things that I have seen. She had the courage to ignore all her dreams. She said that she never would change. Departed in silence. I was left to fuse the extremes, avoiding any violence. She had the strength to realize her vision. Her movement unites the factions. I still search for words which explode, words which explode with action. I'll pledge allegiance to the things that I have seen. Although I'm aware things are not what they seem, still I'll pledge allegiance to the things that I have seen. She had the courage to ignore all her dreams.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does it make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal, what the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even, what? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
This is Tommy from One Way System. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. All return!
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Heard two tracks in that last set, brand new on the Supreme Echo Records label, 7-inch release from The Wasted Lives, Vancouver Act, going to 1979, and don't know much about these other members other than Mary Jo Armstrong, the bassist. She was in the Modernettes as well, and we followed with the Shit Talkers from their full-length 12-inch release. It's 8 songs, and the track we heard was called Ooh, and four-piece, all-female act. And the name of the release is called I Scream. So, yeah, check that one out. And we got Power Chord coming at you up next. And, so if you like this show, you might want to like us on Facebook as well. And you might want to check out our website, www.generationannihilation.com. We're going to leave you with one more. This is a Record Store Day release. I'm so glad to have this in my hands, the 12-inch vinyl version of this. I just got turned on to this record quite recently. It came out in 1992. I don't know how it slipped my radar. It was so good. You can hear a real Motorhead meets Poison Idea feel in that. We're talking about Anti-Cymex, and the name of this track is called Heading for Hell. Taking you into Power Chord up next. See you later.
Heavy Metal Radio, bringing you the best metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.